Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the Redmen TV. A bit of a weird one. I'm by myself today. So I've got two laptops in front of me and basically, I'm bringing you all of today's news. The main thing and why I'm just buzzing today is because Jürgen Norbert Klopp signed for Liverpool 4 years ago, 2015. It's been an amazing ride under Jürgen Klopp for me. And just to start it out, I want to know everyone's favourite moment under Jürgen Klopp. If you're watching this on Twitter, go over to the YouTube channel Redmen News and I'll be taking all the comments from there, because I want to know everyone's favourite moment. I've got loads that I'm going to list as well, but it's been such a ride and so many amazing moments, like I said before. And we're going to kick it off, basically, with this on the screen. This is from Liverpool FC, in numbers, 4 years of Jürgen Klopp. And there's some astounding figures here. I mean, look at this, 517 most consecutive minutes in all competitions without conceding a goal under Jürgen Klopp. 517 minutes. We've scored 458 goals in all competitions. 2.07 goals per game. That is ridiculous. And then obviously 320 points won by Jürgen Klopp in the Premier League. That's an average of 2.11 points per game. That is genuine title winning, like, points per game. It's ridiculous. And there's so many stats and so many records that he's broken over the years. And like, I watched back his press conference before, and if you haven't seen it, if you want to go back and watch it, really, really do. There's some amazing quotes. I'm gonna pull up some quotes here. He basically starts by saying, "Sorry for my English." Just endears himself to everyone. He just says, "It's an honour for me to be here at one of the biggest clubs in the world." And then his most famous quote, and one that is getting bandied around all day today, but says, "If someone wants to help LFC, you have to change from doubters to believers. It's a very important thing." He also goes on to say, "If I sit here in 4 years, I think we've won one title by this time. If not, maybe the next one," we nearly won it last season by 1 point. We won the Champions League instead, and we're on course to getting there this season. Obviously, we're so far away, 30 more games in the Premier League season, but 8 wins out of 8 games is fantastic for me. And one of the main, most poignant things for me, and like I say, leave me your favourite thing about Jürgen Klopp in the comments. I will be getting to them later. One of the most important things he says, and he's reiterated it throughout his tenure, is he says, "I'm not a genius." This is on signing players, by the way. "I'm not a genius. I don't know more than the rest of the world. I need the other people to get the perfect information." And for me, that sums up the man as a whole. He basically has gone, "I'm not the be-all and end-all." And he surrounded himself by talented people. And we've seen that throughout the years. He surrounded himself by people who know what they're doing in different aspects of the game where he's not the strongest. And that propelled Liverpool to heights that I didn't imagine. Everyone in terms of the cooks in Melwood and all the backroom staff and bringing in players who were vital for the squad cohesion type thing, you know what I mean? He is fantastic. A few more stats, because some of these are unreal. If we carry on having a look down here, 88 clean sheets kept by Liverpool in all competitions since Klopp was appointed. That kind of sums it up. He came in and sorted out the defence, didn't he? And that was a massive thing for Liverpool. It took us a few years, don't get me wrong, but 88 is ridiculous. I think I did the calculations. 88, so that's 221 games in all competitions, 88 clean sheets. That's 40% of the games that we've played, we've had a clean sheet. That is ridiculous. Absolutely remarkable. It is unbelievable. Like I say, let me know your thoughts on Jurgen Klopp and your favourite moments in his tenure. If you're watching this on Twitter, go over to Redmen News on YouTube, subscribe, leave me a comment there because that's where I'm going to be reading them from. Let's move on to some other news. This stuff is the international stuff. So as you can see on the screen, Sadio Mane is going to be taking on Roberto Firmino and Fabinho when Senegal take on Brazil. And then the Brazilians stay in Singapore for another exhibition in Nigeria. Hendo, Alexander-Arnold and Gomez are part of the England squad. Few more players: Virgil van Dijk, Wijnaldum, Origi, Lovren and Robertson are all playing there. There's a few youth players as well: Rian Brewster, Kelleher, Van den Beer, Kiana Hoover, Curtis Jones and Harvey Elliott, gone for their youth squads. All in all, it is 17 Liverpool first team players going over there. It's one of them. I know I don't really care too much about the international football. A lot of these players do. Let me know your thoughts on this. I mean, there's always a chance that players get injured and stuff, but I mean, these players love playing for their respective international sides, don't they? And it's one of them. I understand it. For me, I don't really care. It gives us a nice respite. It makes a lot of teams stew over the fact that, look, they've had a terrible weekend. Liverpool are at 8 points clear in the league. That's the one positive for me. If you want to check all that stuff out, we did a Around the League show, which went out today, basically talking about United, City, Spurs, Everton, and where they are in relation to Liverpool. It was an enjoyable show, let's put it that way. Obviously, I will be getting into the comments later, but what I want to do now is show you some transfer stuff. That's probably not going to happen, but it's in the sphere, so I figured I'd bring it to you. So let's bring it up so far. Haaland, who played for RB Salzburg the other day, obviously scored past us. Calcio Mercato are saying that we're interested in him alongside United and Tottenham. I had a look at his stats here. Obviously, this season in all competitions, he scored 18 goals, which is, that's a good return, isn't it? Obviously, he got three goals against Genk and he got one against Liverpool. It was one of them. He came on as a substitute against us, didn't he? Let me know your thoughts in the comments. Would you like to see Liverpool go after this fella? I think he's 19, if I'm correct. He is 19, so he's a young player. Got a lot of development ahead of him. Jurgen Klopp could mould him into an even better player, by all accounts, but it's one of them. For me, I think we should let him develop at RB Salzburg. Let's see how he progresses, and it's one of them. I know I said it's one of them a lot in the other video. I think I counted 12 in 3 minutes, so I'll try not to say that, but it's one of them. I would like to see him. I would like to see him play more football and then see at the end of the season what we want to do in terms of that. Another one, another youth player is Martin Ødegaard. I think that's how you pronounce it. He's obviously on the books at Real Madrid, but he's been on loan at Real Sociedad, I believe. Yeah, he's been on loan at Real Sociedad. Apparently, Real Madrid want to cash in, so it's one of them where you might I don't think this is going to happen. This is one of them again. I keep saying it, sorry. This is a thing where I don't think we're going to be in for him. It's a load of speculation. He was touted as being a top player, wasn't he? I just don't see it happening, but maybe in the future. I just want to go over now to this. This is 538, and Chris looked at this on the stat show, so if you want to see more of this, like, stat stuff, Chris did a fantastic job. It went out yesterday talking about Leicester City and stuff like that, but what I've got here is this is a prediction for the end of the season. So basically, it's predicting that Liverpool come first on 90 points with City behind on 87, and then look at the gap, 87 to 69 between the top two, and then third place is fantastic. I mean, it is just a prediction, but 56% chance of winning the Premier League. And I know I said it before, we can't get carried away. We can't. There's 30 games left to go in the season, but the way that we've been playing this season, the way that we've been grinding our results, I think has been fantastic. I absolutely love it. Let's get into some comments anyway. Because I have a big list of moments that I love from Jurgen Klopp, but I want to see some of yours. Let's see, Mohamed Zahid just says, boom. Yeah, I remember that post-match interview, and then the GIF went everywhere, didn't it? It was fantastic. ITC Spitfire, sitting on the bus counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, amazing. So many gift-worthy moments, to be fair. All the ones when he's running to the sidelines and fist-pumping and stuff like that. Always good. West Brom away, that was a big one for me. I mean, look, it was two... I remember the West Brom at home one, sorry, that I thought was fantastic, where... Look, we clawed it back. Divock Origi gets the goal that makes it 2-2, and then we go linking arms and we go up to, or they go up to the crowd. And I was in the cop that day, and the feeling around the ground was, yes, okay, a lot of teams laughed at us, a lot of the Evertonians laughed at us because he you're celebrating a draw, but it was more than that. That was the basis for going. You supported us to the very end, saying to the cop and saying to Anfield, you supported us to the very end, and we didn't give up. And that's been the basis of Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool side, hasn't it? I've never given up, of carrying on and going on and on and on, and making sure that we all believe, doubters to believers, you know what I mean? One for me I really enjoyed is the Norwich one, where Benteke, I think it was Benteke, and Lallana scores a goal at the very end, and it was 5-4, and everyone, Jurgen Klopp, runs down the sideline, he gets his glasses knocked off. It was absolutely fantastic. I've got a super chat here from Ben Pryor. I can't believe I missed Ben Kelly yesterday. I know, gutted, mate. You should have been there. I mean, we got him on, I was expecting you to be there, and you weren't, but you were there in spirit. We put him on just for you. James McHale saying Tom Dutton, pro hacker. I know it's weird. I made sure to get them as centred as possible, to be honest with you. Anyone who knows me knows that how much I want it to be centred. If it's not centred, don't tell me, because it's going to annoy me. Let's see. Easy Scotty 99, Barcelona at home. I mean, yeah, there's so many massive moments under Jurgen Klopp, especially in European competitions. The season he comes in, look, Brendan Rodgers, we're in the Europa League, aren't we? And he gets us. Jurgen Klopp gets us to a final, and it seemed like we played every single game of football that we could in that season. It was so strange, and then we obviously lose to Sevilla in 3-1, I think it was, in the final, and then we finish 8th in the Premier League that season. So the next season we don't have European football, but since then we get 4th place, we battle out, and Gino Wijnaldum scores.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Was that goal in the last game of the season, and then we get to the Champions League final, and then that bolsters us on. We lose against Real Madrid, but it didn't matter. We took that energy, and Jurgen Klopp helped nurture that feel-good factor. We bolstered with Van Dijk, with Alisson, and we used that squad to perfection, I thought, and then got to the Champions League final again and ultimately won it. And that's what it's always been about this for me with Jurgen Klopp, is it's been a massive progression. That quote at the start, if I sit here in 4 years, I think we've won one title by this time, if not maybe the next one. And so poignant given where we are right now, isn't it? I absolutely love it. Let's see right here if there's any more comments. I mean, keep them coming in. I really, really want to know. I made you read this. Says, you'll never walk alone in front of the fans after a Barca game. Exactly. It was one of them where we gave so much in that game, and he's been instrumental in buoying the fans, getting the fans and the team working together as a unit. I absolutely love the feel-good factor around it and where we are compared to other teams. And this isn't luck. We've done this over a period of years, and we've done this consistently, and we've gone from Europa League to Champions League loss to a Champions League win, 97 points last season. And the way that we've changed, the way that Klopp, sorry, has changed our style of play from when he first came in, and obviously it's not just Klopp. He says this, there's other people around him, it's fantastic, and that's the best part. It's not just Klopp, it's the people that he's brought in, but he's brought them people in, he's changed things up. I absolutely love it. Yeah, Jojo, Klopp's first press conference, that's the quotes that I've been reading from. I was sat there and I was like, I want to know what he said when he first came in. And if you haven't seen it, go and watch it after this video, obviously. But go and watch it, because some of the stuff that he says is so poignant, and he's never bullshitted us once. Literally, what he says there is true now. And I love that about the man, the way that he's consistent with all of this. He knows exactly what to say. He's so charismatic. And everyone loves him. There was a piece a United fan wrote about how he loves Jurgen Klopp and he hates the fact that he likes him and he wants it to break. And it's not, because Jurgen Klopp's that good. But he says he's the normal one. And I remember, in contrast to Mourinho, and I'm sure you all do, contrast to Mourinho, he's saying he's the special one, and Jurgen Klopp comes in and goes, no, I'm normal, I'm just like you, and we can all do this together. I think was the start of just, of like I say, buoying everyone together. Let's see, Omar Aswat, my favourite Klopp celebration was when Salah scored against Spurs at Anfield to make it 2-1 in 2018. Klopp ran all the way to the cop in celebration. Yeah, there's been so many of them. It's one of them. It's the amount of times when he does a wonky smile and he said to himself, he looks weird. I think he did he wrote an amazing piece for, it's going to annoy me if anyone can think where he did the piece for. Robertson did one, I think Lukaku did one. I can't remember what the website's called, but if you haven't read that, go and read that as well. Details, like, so his tenure and stuff, and his past, but he talks about how, like, he's got a weird smile and stuff, and I love it, absolutely love it. Let's see. Dan the Man says, we haven't even hit Top Gear yet. Can you imagine once this group starts clicking? Invincibles, exactly. And that's what I'm talking about in progression. We're not even at the top yet. We've still got ways to go. We still need to sign players in the squad. We've got a good squad, but there's so many more levels ahead that we can go. And I know for a fact that with this squad as a base of world-class players, and Jurgen Klopp as a base of world-class manager, and the world-class team around him, and in Melwood, and even the boot room, the kit staff, you know what I mean? They'll all be top of the game, because they have to be. It is one of them where it is fantastic. Let's see. The thing that I love as well is every single press conference that Jurgen Klopp's ever done, Sevilla, after we lost the Europa League final. Again, go and watch that back, because I remember driving back from that game devastated that night and then the next morning. And the only thing that made me feel better, and the only thing I wanted to make me feel better, was Jurgen Klopp telling me that it's going to be all right. And he did that. And you know what? I felt 100 times better for that, because listening to this man just tell you that there is more to come, that this team has only just begun, and it wasn't even his team at that time. It was brilliant. Let's see. Eth Sam Ul Hussan says, Dortmund parallels with Liverpool is frightening, yeah, especially like the yellow wall and the way the cop has become now. We don't moan anymore. And we did the other day, and Jurgen Klopp did that, and he went, come on, give me more. Like, the people who've stayed here, there you go. But there were people who left. There were still doubters in that crowd somehow. Remember Everton? Remember Spurs? I know we drew that 2-2, but there was Salah scores that goal, fantastic. Dortmund, 4-3. Barcelona, 4-0. All these games where we didn't give up, absolutely didn't give up. And there's still people leaving before the game. And that's a separate issue that I have a massive problem with, regardless of if you have to leave 10, 15 minutes before the game finishes. for me, don't go to games. Stay till the end, clap the players off, give your team this appreciation, even if you're losing 2-0, you stay there till the end for me. But that's a separate issue. Joe Rainbird, Jürgen gives me hope in life, not just football. Yeah, that sums it up. It's not just him as a footballing man. It's not just him as a Liverpool manager. It's him as a person. The things that he does just in his everyday life, for me, shows the measure of the man. He is 100% the only person I want to manage Liverpool. If you ask me, the one player or the one person that I want to sit down and have a chat with and just have a beer with, it's Jürgen Klopp, because I want to know about everything around that he believes in, not just football, which is massively interesting, but the way that he conducts himself, the way that he is fantastic. To like, he is the top echelon of not just manager but man for me. Let's see, we'll have a couple more. Rod Mehta saying Kloppo is not just a great manager, also a first-rate human being, a rare combination. Exactly, that's what I mean. There's a lot of people who I see in these comments every single day, and I type back to you. It's nice to be able to actually speak to you here. I wanted to do a live show, to be honest, because I like talking to you, and I think that's what this show is mainly should be, is your interaction. And yes, we give you the news, but I want to know your thoughts on the news. Right, let's have one more. Let's see one more. Give me a second. Come on, give us one more, people. Give us one more comment. All right, then Liam Lawrence, let's talk about six. Again, it's that way. In the post-match presser or the post-match conversation, he just goes, let's talk about six, and then... And you're all sat there like, our manager said that. He's won us the sixth European Cup and we're going on to bigger and better things. Punches at the end of the Leicester game, felt special, said Quinlan. Exactly, he knows, fight till a bitter end. It's fantastic. Just before I go, I want to tell you about this Genk v Liverpool Matchday Live that we're going to be doing. Basically, all the people at Redmen are going to be there. We'll be doing a pre-match show, post-match show. We'll be watching the game with you. If you want to have a beer and chat to us, come down. All the proceeds are going to Liverpool food banks. So it's £5.50 to get in. We're not taking any of that money. It's literally all going to the food banks, because we know what a fantastic thing that they're doing over there, that they are top draw, not just their organisation, but as fellas. We met them so many times, did so many videos with them. They are top draw fellas as well. So if you want to come down, meet us and donate a little bit to that, go over there and check that out. And like I was speaking about before, go and check out the Redmen TV. We did an Around the League show, basically talking about the devastation for a lot of teams around the league. Chris has done a Klopp's tactical masterclass, Liverpool 2-1 Leicester stats and tactics. Fantastic again, where he just goes in depth on all the things that make Liverpool tick, to be honest with you. I find it really fascinating. I edit them every single week, and it's one of them where you're finding out so many new things and the way that Liverpool play and how did we score that goal. Obviously, there's the video on YouTube on the normal Redmen TV channel where we detail how Mane scores that first goal, and we play it out the back, and Chris does a really good job of talking through that process and how he does that. And then obviously right there, there's the final word from Leicester. If you're not finished listening to people talk about this game, it was absolutely fantastic. But look, thank you everyone for commenting. Like I say, we'll be back to a normal two-man show. I won't have two laptops. It'll probably be Paul and Chris doing it tomorrow. But yeah, thank you everyone for commenting. Keep commenting in the comments, obviously, your favourite Jürgen Klopp moments. Let me know if you go on the Genk Matchday Live. Let everyone know in the comments. Go over to the Redmen TV and check all that stuff out. But yeah, glorious day. Jürgen Klopp, 4 years. Jürgen Norbert Klopp, Liverpool manager. I still remember how happy I was when it first happened, and I'm even happier now, which is fantastic. But yeah, leave a like on this video, subscribe to the Redmen News, subscribe to Redmen TV. If you're watching us on Twitter, come over to Redmen News and subscribe. We do this every single weekday at 12:30. We're going to start doing them on Twitter as well, but get over there if you want your comment read out. But yeah, thank you everyone for watching, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.